to the Rockman Show. It's time for Rockman to give his opinions, his views, and his thoughts on life and rock. So grab a beer, buckle in, and get ready to rock!
Wow, so weird to be back. This is the last of the Ragman on the Road series. Hope you enjoyed the last episode, man. That was so cool. Being down under with those great people in New Zealand and Australia. But I wanted to kind of let you know what's happened from there. As you know from the last show, been kind of doing these since I got back. I guess kind of intros, if you will, for you know what I was up to. So, just wanted to give you a little sneak into the last part of my trip. I hope you're digging this series. This is the last one, as I said. And I hope you dig me doing the Kiss Psycho Circus, because it was kind of psycho crazy the 4 weeks I was abroad. And I really dug it, man. Such an enlightening experience for me. So, I hope you dig what I'm laying down, or whatever. I think that's the saying. I don't know.
Get your shit together.
All right, here's the problem. He's back.
Damn straight.
So, from New Zealand, I went off to Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur. What a cool city. It's very cool. Nothing too crazy happened there. I got in a cab, and I had booked a hotel in something called the City Center. Yeah, so the area it was supposed to be in was like supposed to be the happening part. I'm like, oh, perfect. Go out at night, have some fun, do my thing, and get in a little trouble if I can. But no, that wasn't the case. Apparently, the spot that I picked was going to be like an industrial area that they thought was going to be developed into this really cool thing that never happened. So it's malls and stuff like that, little shit restaurants. And stuff, but again, not a lot of fun for your boy Ragman. So actually, I ended up staying at the hotel bar or in restaurant and stuff like that. And was like, what do I do? So actually, I met a friend, and I'm gonna leave it at that. I can't tell you there have been things that have had to happen since I got back from Kuala Lumpur, and I'm a little embarrassed. I'm going to say that there were tests that were needed to be taken when I got back. You know, because Ragman's careful. Ragman's always careful. He's like, hey, you know, be careful, be safe, whatever you do. But after several beers, he let his inhibitions go a little bit wilder than they should have. So, that's all I'm going to say. You know, if I'm drinking one day on the show, Maybe I'll tell you more. I don't know. But we shall see. It's all I'm going to say. But anyway, Kuala Lumpur was pretty cool. Easy to get around if you ever go. I tried some of the local cuisine. A little different. It was ordered this meat dish. And the guy's like, yeah, it comes in this gravy. I was like, okay, I could do gravy, like a beef gravy. It's like, okay, I could do that. That's fine. He goes, no, it's like a egg yolk gravy. I was like, huh, I'm not real sure I'm excited about this. This doesn't sound so good. So anyway, I ordered it. I was like, hey, when in Rome, try it, right? And it was okay, but just a little weird having kind of this meat dish in this like soupy egg yolk type thing. And I mean, thank God it was hot. If it was cold, I probably would have thrown up everywhere. Anyway, on that note, let's play some new music, because this could be music heavy, people, because there's a lot of great new music coming out. So this is a band I love, and it looks like their new album's about to drop if it hasn't already. And you hear them quite a bit on the show. It's a band called Beartooth. This one's called I Was Alive. Let's check it out.
Not gonna be on my deathbed, knowing I'll be buried in regret. Thinking about the things I never did while I'm taking my last breath. No need to fear the end, 'cause I'll know I didn't just live. When I die, I'll know I didn't just live. I was alive. I'll know I didn't just live. I was alive.
All right, finishing up Ragman on the Road. You hear the vibes different. I was back in Houston when I was trying to finish this. And I do want to apologize. I haven't put up a show in a while. Kind of burnt out, man, after getting back from Asia, which we're not done with. We're about to be done with. So, believe it or not, I'm in Bucharest, Romania, in a beer bar called Beer O'Clock. Having a brew, listening to some Perfect Circle. It's pretty solid, man. But I wanted to finish out Malaysia with just like a, you know, dealer's choice, random little Malaysian heavy metal, hard rock band, whatever you want to call it. But Malaysia was cool. There was a lot of cool stuff, like I said earlier. So let's play a band from Malaysia. It's going to be DC, because I did research and I couldn't find anyone I was familiar with, but I think it's kind of cool to play bands from the regions that I go to and then kind of go from there. So here we go, a little DC.
Down behind.
All right, so we're back. So my next stop was Japan, and wow, Japan was awesome. But when I think of Japan, we're going to play another song real quick. I already told you it's going to be song heavy tonight. We're going to do a new one and an old one. So, and it's from the same band. So I tell you what, when I think of Japanese hard rock heavy metal, I always think of loudness. And I tell you what, let's do an old classic. This one's called Like Hell. So anyway, I get to Japan, and kind of interesting. It's like, get to the hotel, it's late that night, and I don't know if I mentioned this, but I lost my debit card somewhere, so I couldn't get cash. No access to cash. And in some of these smaller remote towns like I was in, it was like, if you don't have cash, you're fucked. So we don't take card. So I asked the guy up the front, I'm like, hey, I need to take a train to a place called Niigata. I was in a place called Niigata. And he's like, oh, they don't take credit cards. I'm like, fuck, what do I do? Because you can take a taxi, but it's going to be expensive. I'm like, well, what other choice do I have? I have no other choice. I got stuff to do. I'm here for a reason. So I take a $100 cab ride, no lie. Go see my customers, do lunch and everything. And I talked to my customer, and I was like, oh, man, I can't believe it. They don't take credit cards at the train station. She goes, what are you talking about? They do. I was like, you're fucking kidding me. He goes, no, I'm not kidding you. You see me fucking laughing? I was like, well, no, I don't see you laughing. I wasn't trying to make you laugh. I could have told you a joke. You know, that goes both ways. When I say a joke, it could go like totally south where you're offended, or you may snicker or laugh. I'll tell you one I did the other day. Anyway, so long story short, he's like, dude, let me drop you at the train station. Go up there and then go to the booth, tell them where you want to go, and then give them your card. You're good to go. Sure enough, $20 opposed to $100. And then from an hour drive, it went to 20 minutes. So like a dollar a minute to get there. It was unbelievable. So I get back, I go back, finish up some work, and I'm like, I wonder if there's any breweries in Niigata. Sure enough, there was one, and I found it. So I walk to it, and I walk in, and real nice lady in there. I think it's called Nutani. I don't have it in front of me, but Nutari. Yeah, I have the shirt to prove it. I was there. So anyway, I go to Nutari. I'm in there. I'm the only one. And I'm walking in and they say, hey, take your fucking shoes off, pal. What do you think you are? And I know from dating Asian women that, yeah, wearing shoes inside ain't cool. So basically, they didn't give me slippers or nothing like that. But get in there, get my shoes off. I'm in my socks. And start talking beer with her. And she doesn't know a lot of English, but super cool. And then these two people walk in. This guy, he's really tall. He's probably 6'5", and his wife, and she's probably 5'5". So it's kind of cool, man.
Anyway, I hear they're speaking English, of course. You know, they look English. They don't look Japanese or Asian or anything like that. And the lady's like, I can't believe this. This is the first time I've ever worked in this brewery and only had Americans in my brewery. I'm like, here you go. You're welcome. So anyway, they come in there. I'm doing a beer pick. They get in, and we become fast friends. It's pretty freaking awesome, man. And we end up, we drink a few beers, and then we end up going to a Japanese restaurant. And Kyle, my new friend, he knows Japanese because his mom's from Tokyo. Or not from Tokyo. She lives in Tokyo. And he orders, man. We go get chicken yakitori. We get this chicken. It's fucking amazing, man. So very, very cool. And a big shout out to them. They were fucking awesome. Good friends. Now we're friends on Instagram. We follow each other and stuff like that. But, man, we hung out. We get him fucking Kyle. I was like, dude, I need to get a beer out of a vending machine. So we searched for a vending machine that sold beer, and we got beers from a vending machine. And we took the coolest picture, which you see in the post, where we're all sitting outside like a 7-Eleven drinking beer like a bunch of bums. It was fucking awesome. Great people. So anyway, let's end this segment with, how about some new loudness? They had a record come out in 21. Well, let's do DC on that, because I don't know much off that record, so let's just do it. Last stop was back in Manila. We saw the girl. We hung out for a few days. And then we headed off to Boracay Island. And Boracay is fucking beautiful. You ever get the chance, man, the beach is just fucking amazing over there. And the people in the town are super nice. And lo and behold, they had a brewery. Go figure, right? So I find the brewery. We get in there, and it's called Sips. And I end up, actually the night prior, we go in and we're having beers. So we go in there, we have drinks. And the very next night, I tell the girls, like, hey, man, I want to go back. They let me sample this rum. It's some of the best rum I've ever had. And I was like, I want to get that rum. And yeah, I'll go in there and have one more beer. I get there, the owner's there, lead brewer. And that's your beer segment. Let's go, Mr. G.
Yeah.
All right, guys, you got Ragman on the road. Once again, I'm at the end of my trip. I've been to a lot of places, as you know. I've been to, this trip, we're going to be talking about Kuala Lumpur, Japan, and now back to Philippines. But now we're not in Manila anymore. We're in Boracay. Boracay Island is just the most beautiful fucking beach I think I've ever seen in my life. It's so amazing. The water is so clear. It's cool. It's, this place is awesome. But I found a place called Sip Happens, and it's a brewery, a winery and brewery. I guess they sell wine. I don't know if they make wine. We're going to talk to someone who will tell us right now. But for now, we know they make beer, and we know they make good beer. So I got my buddy Andre here. Andre, nice to meet you, man.
Very nice to meet you.
So how long has the brewery been around, and do you do wine too or just sell wine?
We just sell wines. We don't do wine. It's a wine bar and brewery at the same. We just make our own beer. We've been open for a year now. Nice. So we just had our anniversary last September 8th.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, this was a pandemic project.
Really?
Yeah. So while everybody was just, stuck at home, we made beer.
Good idea. So had you made beer before or no?
No, actually, as I mentioned, it was just quite recently. So, this what you taste right now is our hard work.
So are you an actual brewer or are you just the owner and then you hired brewers to brew the beer?
So basically, I'm the owner. We hired a master brewer to do the beer, and we learned from him, and we've been doing the beer ever since.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. So was the guy from Philippines or somewhere else?
Yeah. So he's from the Philippines. He's actually, from Parañaque. If I can do a shout out to him.
Yeah.
So Enan Magallanes. All right. He's the man.
Nice. Yeah. So were you a craft beer guy prior to opening this brewery?
Quite frankly, I was more into wines and liquors, and craft beer just came. It just popped up, and we were just like, let's do it. Yeah. Because I've been in the F&B industry for more than 10 years, right? For more than a decade. And basically, when we did craft beer, it just came to us. Just like, it came to us smoothly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it, how do I put this? It's more, it's easy. It came to me very easy. Very easy to do.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So how's business? I mean, Boracay's got a lot of tourists, a lot of French people, apparently, because we met some earlier, and I don't know if you get a bunch of Americans in here or not, but I've seen a lot of French. Mm-hmm. How is business? Do a lot of people stop in? Do you do pretty well? I mean, you've been around for years, so hopefully things are going well for you.
Well, Boracay has been doing well for the past how many years now? The only thing that kind of went, sideways is when the pandemic hit, right?
Got you. Yeah.
So, but before that, we were closed for 6 months due to the president, trying to clean up the place, sure, everything like that. But now, Boracay's coming back on its feet. More people are coming in, and we're actually welcoming everybody to come to Boracay. Don't forget to visit Sip Happens, but come to Boracay. It's one of the world's best beaches.
Agreed.
And there's not a place that because I've been around. I worked in a cruise ship.
Yeah.
And I went to the Caribbean. I went around different beaches.
Yeah.
And it doesn't come close to Boracay.
Yeah.
It doesn't come close. Crystal clear blue waters.
Oh, yes, gorgeous.
White sand, powdered white sand, right? And it's too thin that it can't even get out of your skin right away, right?
So
it just sticks.
Yeah.
Watch, when you go back to Manila, or when you go fly, you're going to still have it in your shorts. You're going to have it in your bag. So there you go.
That's awesome. So right now you have three beers on draft. You have the White Beach.
Yeah.
You have the Buga Beach. Actually, it's not on draft at the moment. You have Katipunan, So let me know a little bit about Katipunan, and then we have the Bulabog Beach Stout. So Katipunan has one of your taps. Are they a sister company or a just an alliance or collaboration or?
Well, Katipunan is more of like, because my friend's company.
Oh, okay.
So basically, it's more of an alliance. Yeah, so
nice.
We do a certain distribution in the island, and with Katipunan, we actually distribute my beers and his beers together.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I tasted it last night, and I was like, that's a solid IPA.
Yeah.
I was really impressed, and I tried the Crazy Caribou, and then I was like, eh, it's okay,
yeah.
But the Katipunan, I've liked that. I've got it a few other places since I've been here now.
For me, it's, for the Katipunan, it's really a solid IPA.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't go wrong with it. It's actually a 6.12 ABV, so it's more of, the tasting notes on that is more of caramel with a bitter finish.
Yeah.
So it pairs perfectly with Filipino food and spicy food.
Oh, nice. I like that it's not too malty. It's piney. There's some citrus notes and stuff like that that come out. And if it would have been too malty, it's like, eh.
Yeah.
I think the Crazy Caribou was a little bit too malty for me.
Okay.
It wasn't bad, but I preferred that one over that. So go ahead.
The Katipunan is actually made here in the Philippines as well. The name is after the Independence Day of the Philippines, which is 6/12, so that's June 12. That's why it's called Katipunan. Katipunan is basically the rebels back then versus the Spaniards.
Oh, shit.
After their rule. So that's they're called the Katipuneros. And if you can see if the listeners can see the flag, it's just the flag of the Katipuneros way back. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
So, we're having the Bulabog Beach Stout. Andre, you're on the hot seat.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about Bulabog. And tell me, we're going to rate this beer as we talk here. So, you're going to tell me about it, and then we're going to look at it, and we're going to rate it. So, tell me a little bit about the Bulabog Beach Stout.
All right. So, the Bulabog Beach Stout is quite, it's a fairly new beer for us. We just recently launched it, maybe 2 weeks ago during our anniversary. So this stout is not your ordinary stout. We use special roasted malt for this. It brings out more of a chocolatey characteristic more than your coffee characteristic. And you know, after a couple of test runs, it came out perfect.
So how many test runs do you do with a beer like this?
Well, it depends. Like, for example, if I don't want it a certain flavor, I have to make sure that it's at the certain ABV, certain flavor. But, you know, so far, you know, it's been easy. Yeah.
So how long does it take for, like, you to brew beer and keg it and then be able to sell it in your establishment?
Oh, well, we brew the beer probably half a day. That includes cleaning, that includes, you know, all the sanitation everything like that. Then we ferment it for quite some time, right? We have a fermentation room in there. And then the kegging process begins.
Oh, nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. So how long does it take from start to finish for it's on the keg?
Let's say
2 months or less?
No. Just probably 15 days.
15 days, so yeah, 2 weeks. And they do that in the U.S. as well, where there's some of these beers that can go for like 2 weeks, and then some go for a little bit longer. So I'll tell you what, let's look at this thing. It's got a really, really pretty finish. It's a dark chocolate in color. There's a nice head, a lot of lacing that sticks on the glass. I like that. How about aroma? I smell coffee, bitter chocolate. All right. The true test is the taste. Cheers.
Cheers. Salute.
So like you said, very roasty.
Mm-hmm.
I get a little bit of the chocolate at the end, not as upfront as I was thinking I might get.
It's creamy.
Yeah, it's creamy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that roastiness.
Yeah.
And you know what? Just for an idea that if you did something similar to this in like a black IPA, forget about it.
Oh,
dude. Because the roastiness in that, if you could capture the roastiness and then put it with an IPA, that would be so solid. So I'm not sure if you're into black IPAs or not, but
I love them if they're done right. If they're not done right, forget about it. I like this because it's smooth. It's not like a Guinness where it's like too filling. Mm-hmm. It's very smooth. You can drink two or three and you're not like rolling out of the brewery.
Exactly, right? Yeah, that's true.
So I do like it. One more sip here. Yeah, I dig this.
All right, thank you.
Job well done.
Okay, rate it out of 10.
So we do 4 ratings.
Okay.
You're my new friend. I'll tell you what. So out of 4...
Be honest.
I would probably go 3.75.
Oh, wow.
So you're right up there at the top.
Nice.
So that deserves some horns. John, play the horns. All right, Andre, I have another question for you.
Sure.
Part of our show is music.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a metal guy. I don't know about you. You got the long hair. You maybe could be a rocker. I don't know. But anything. Do you have a song? It doesn't matter if it's Filipino, U.S., U.K., anywhere in the world.
Uh-huh.
Do you have some music you like to play?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
It depends on my mood. I like all types of music. I grew up with rock music.
Nice.
Yeah. So I grew up with listening to Led Zepp, AC/DC.
Hell yeah.
Then I've transitioned to Metallica, Black Sabbath.
We're in the Metallica right
there
now.
You go. There you go. Nice. But yeah, James Hetfield, he's cool. So I went into a little bit of original Pinoy music, you know, some local stuff over here in the Philippines. But then it's not just rock, you know. It depends on the mood. Sometimes when I work out, it's hip hop. When it's going out, it's, you know, house music.
Yeah.
But, you know, as soon as I like to rock out, it's, you know, I listen to heavy rock.
All right. So pick a song. What's like your favorite like heavy song of the moment?
Oh, I don't know. But to just probably think about Metallica, Master of Puppets.
All right, let's do it. A little Metallica. Andre, last question. I'll let you go. And your family's here. They're like, stop talking to that guy from the U.S. Yeah, your son looked at me. He's like, Dad, come on. Enough. Enough. No, seriously. So here in the brewery, you play more... I don't know what style this music is. I know what it is.
This is house music.
House music.
House music, yeah.
So is that just your... Is it for you or your clientele, or what are your thoughts behind the house music? So in the U.S., it's different. Different breweries play different music. Yeah. It just depends on where you go. It could be classic rock. It could be stuff like this or whatever. But just out of curiosity, what makes you say, I want to play house music? I think everybody's going to dig that. It's not going to be offensive to anyone. Yeah. I mean, some place in the U.S. play country, and I get offended. Yeah. I don't like country music. So kind of your thought process behind that.
All right, so the reason why we play house music here is because it's more appealing to the customers. Like, for example, since it's a wine bar as well, it's more classy. Yes,
I get that.
Yeah, it's more classy. People come in here, they like to dance. If I play hip hop, it just tends to a lot, it just goes to a few people.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've noticed that people like may walk out if the right music's not playing?
Not walk out, but you don't see them grooving to the beat.
Oh, I got you.
Right?
I got you. Yeah.
So if it's more house music here in the Philippines. That's what I noticed.
Yeah.
Especially in an island. Like the right type of house music, especially at sunset on an island, it hits right.
Oh yeah, and you kind of wonder too, because it's a tropical island.
Yeah.
It's a beach town, basically.
Yeah.
So this music can appeal to more beachgoers than Metallica at 10 in here playing.
I wish I could play Metallica right now, but you know, of course, people will just be like, "Okay, it's that type of bar."
So do you like any of the house music, or is it just like,
oh, no,
I play for my customers, whatever?
No, I like it too. I mean, I won't play something that I don't like. Especially the beers, I don't serve anything that I don't think is right. Right, especially for the curation of my wines, I don't serve anything that I just want to sell. So basically, the house music is it's not just for the customers; it's actually for me too. It gets me in the groove while bartending at times. It gets me in the groove when talking to customers. It gets me in the groove when try to sell to people. Of course, they would want to stay once they hear the music. Oh, let's try and stay. Let's have a cocktail. So there you go.
Well, you know what? I tell you what, it's funny. We came in here yesterday to try a couple beers, and then your staff was, Joy was here, and I forget the other guy, younger guy.
Nice.
Oh, that guy's awesome.
Yeah.
And I chatted with him and kept buying beers. And then I liked your staff so much in your establishment, I bought a t-shirt.
Oh,
and I don't
wow.
like white because I stain it. Everybody was so kind.
Yeah.
The beer's good. I liked the stout and then tried. He sold the Katipunan. And then I tried one of those from the Crazy Caribou. And I was like, wow, these people are so awesome. I got to buy a shirt. And I want to support it.
Thank you.
I'll be in the U.S. and they're like, what is SIP?
Okay. Like, so SIP happens... obviously comes from shit happens, right?
Yeah.
So we made this, me and my wife, we made this. SIP happens. We made this during the pandemic. It was actually me and my wife before we got some partners for it. So we thought about it. It was basically shit happens, then make it into SIP happens, right?
I like it.
Puns. We were all about puns before.
Yeah.
So we left the puns because it was just becoming too much.
Yeah.
And we kept the SIP happens, so it became a wine bar and brewery. Then, as you know, let me just add on to it. But as you know, the beers are actually named after the beaches here in Boracay.
Oh, really?
So
okay.
You got the White Beach Blonde Ale, which is your white sand, crystal clear blue water beach right in the heart of Boracay. So that's the White Beach Blonde Ale. It's a 5% ABV. It's more like a Belgian blonde. It's more how do you say this? It's easy. It's very easy to drink.
Yeah.
Then you got your Puka Beach IPA, which we tweaked. It's not your typical IPA. It's a 7%, but it's more citrusy, more tropical.
Oh, I wish you could try it.
It's not cold.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm
So it's more citrusy. It's more tropical, and it caters to the Filipino palate because once, as you know, here in the Philippines, the craft beer scene is not that. It's not that you know, rampant. You know,
oh, right? Yeah. No, we've had some really shitty kaffirs. She's headed to her, too.
Yeah.
She's ignoring us.
So, basically, this caters to the Filipino palate, especially when they try an IPA, because it's bitter, everything like that. So, once they try this, oh, they will like it. And open their eyes and open, you know, their to more craft beer. So that's the Puka Beach IPA. Then the Katipunan IPA is obviously my friends.
Right.
We with the Alliance and everything. Then we recently did the Bulabog Beach. So the White Beach is here, set like 5 kilometers of White Beach. Puka Beach is on the right side of the island where it's near Carabao Island. Then the Bulabog Beach is here at the back beach.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Oh, nice.
Well, Andre, you want to play another song and then we'll close this thing out? You've been awesome. Thanks for coming on. So nice to meet you, man.
Very nice to meet you.
But you should play more music. Play one more song. Either hard rock, house, whatever you want to play.
Okay. So let's do Money Trees by Kendrick Lamar.
Let's do it.
Me and my niggas trying to get it, you bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Hit that house, they tell me is you with it, you bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Home invasion was persuasive.
What's persuasive?
From 9 to 5, I know it's vacant, you bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Dreams of living life like rappers do.
Like rappers do.
Back when condom rappers wasn't cool.
They wasn't cool.
I fucked Shireen and went to tell my bros.
Tell my bros.
Then Usher Raymond let it burn came on.
That burn came on.
I saw Saul and Nata rhyming, yeah bitch.
Yeah bitch.
Parked the car, then we start rhyming, yeah bitch.
Yeah bitch.
The only thing we had to free our mind.
Free our mind.
Then freeze that verse when we see dollar signs.
See dollar signs.
You looking like an easy come up, yeah bitch.
Yeah bitch.
A silver spoon, I know you come from, yeah bitch.
Yeah bitch.
And that's a lifestyle that we never knew.
We never knew.
Go at a revenue for the revenue.
It go Halle Berry or hallelujah. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives
forever. Andre, it's been an honor to meet you, man. Thank you so much for letting us come in and talk to you. And Joy, thank you. You were amazing last night. And the whole staff, everybody's so awesome here. So Ragman, we'll check back in later. But right now, we're going to leave. We're going to drink more here at Sips. Talk soon. So basically, Asia's wrapped up. Went back to Manila for a couple days and then headed back to Houston. So, funny thing, I'm going back. I'm in checking in for my flight and stuff. And the lady at the counter is like, hey, man, you're gold. You can get into the lounge for Anna. So I flew United, but Anna's like a Star Alliance partner type person, or not person, but, you know, partner, whatever you want to call it. And so I was like, oh yeah, I'll go take advantage of that. So I'll go up there and there's all these long haired guys there. I'm like, these guys are gonna be in a band. This is just too random for all these people with long hair inside the fucking lounge in fucking Manila. So I go up to one guy, he looks familiar, but I'm like, hey man, I think I know you, but what band are you in? He goes, dude, I'm in fucking Death Angel. My name's Rob. I was like, motherfucker, dude. So I told him a story about when I saw them back in the day in Austin. when I was back in college. And I'd love to have him on the show. I'm going to try to work on getting that done. But I tell you what, let's play some Death Angel right now. A little something new, though. How about a little DC? So I said, you know, who are you on tour, man? He goes, so it's Death Angel, Exodus, and Testament. And so I meet one of the guys in Exodus. I was like, dude, is Chuck Billy over there? Is Alex Skolnick over there? You know, getting starstruck a little bit. And Skolnick's been on the show, but years ago. And lo and behold, man, I'm looking over, there's fucking Chuck Billy and there's fucking Alex Skolnick. So I go talk to Skolnick, and I was like, hey, man. Huge fan. I doubt you remember me. About 15 years ago, I interviewed you for my podcast. And he's like, really? What's the name? I told him. And he's like, oh. I was like, dude, don't strain yourself. You talked to a lot of people. So we're nobody. But it was so cool talking to you. Really cool to talk to us. He goes, dude, I got a podcast. I was like, oh, sweet. He goes, I just had Eric Johnson on. You should check it out. And so I'm working on getting Alex back on the show, too. So then I see Chuck and Eric and the whole band, man, and take a picture with them. And they're like, hey, man, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going back to Houston. They're like, why don't you go to Tokyo? We got you on the guest list if you go to Tokyo. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, okay, my kids give me a hard time about coming home. Nah, I mean, anybody else would, you know, could wait. It's just me, right? So I was like, fuck. So I get to Tokyo. They can't change my ticket, so I go home. So I tell you what, let's play some Testament to end the show. And I'm off to my next adventure. As you can hear, I'm in Bucharest, Romania, finishing this bad boy. So before I let you go, thanks for listening. Appreciate all you do. And get ready for another Ragman continues to be on the road. And there may be some cool stuff that I'm going to roll in here too. So anyway, guys, thanks for listening. And I want to give you one big whoo.